that a little over 100 years ago, 104 years to be exact, 1900, the turn of the century when Rav Tzadik was Nifter. Actually, before Sepira, he lost his eyesight. When I say lost his eyesight, it means that his eyesight grew dim. Nevertheless, Rav Tzadik didn't change his learning habits nor his writing habits. And for some unexplained reason, that shortly before his Sepira, he was heard reciting the names of great contemporary Rabbonim who had died, but he refused to explain his behavior. He kept mentioning the names of the great people, contemporary Gedolim of the time. Maybe he felt his time is drawing near and he wanted to connect with them. He was nipped on a Monday, which was Tef Elul, and his Kavura was at Chatzos the following day, right next to the Blei B'Lager. According, interesting, to a newspaper account of the Levaya, the crowds of mourners cried out that the Tepira of the angelic Kohen, the Kohen was like a Malach. As he mentioned many times, if you find Polish Hasidim, I still know many of them, they're still around, whose fathers were Hasidim of a Tzadik, who was always referred to as the Kohen. That's what they call him. They call him by the name of Tzadik. He's called the Kohen. The only person that said a hetzpah at the Levaya of Rav Tzadik was the stepson. Tzadik himself, as we mentioned, unfortunately did not have any children. It's his Torah and his writings and Talmidim, which are the sons and the descendants of Rav Tzadik. And at the Levaya, his stepson said, and basically made one point. And he says, Rav Tzadik, he says, is very similar, said, to the Arizal, in the sense that both were nifter, he said, without chet. Interesting thing that out of respect for the Betir of the Tzadik, that the stores of Lublin remained closed on the day of the Levaya. We have here Parsha Shkolim, Parsha Mishpatim. We have a very interesting insight as to the contribution of Parsha Shkolim. The way Rav Tzadik sees it, as far as reading the Parsha, as a hakdama to that, there's something interesting in the Nesiva Shkolim, which we'll start with. And we'll take note that the Nesiv Yishon will be very happy that some of his ideas have been introduced already long before by Rav Tzadik, plus more additional insight and expansion on the idea of Shabbos Shkolim. Basically, there is a Medrash in Chazal which is referred to in many, many of the Mefarshei HaTorah regarding Shabbos Shkolim. And the Medrash reads, we see it, we take a look here, the first item, the Nesiv Yishon, on the Pasuk, Yisisos Rosh B'nei Yisrael. Isa b'medesh tanchuma, medesh tanchuma says the parish shkolim, Oma ha-Moshe l'zeh Kodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe speaks up in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and he says, Rebbeinu shel Olam, Nishani meis, ein ani nitzka. Very unusual situation, why Dabki l'gab the parish shkolim. Moshe Rabbeinu is concerned that what's going to happen after he dies. Moshe Rabbeinu is worried that after he dies, he's no longer going to be remembered. And this is the Dabki mentioned in relation to parish shkolim. Nishani meis, ein ani nitzka. So Amalei Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, don't worry, Chayecho, Kishem Shato Oymed Achsho V'Noysel and Parsha Shekolim. Just like you are standing here now today, and you are giving them Parsha Shekolim, Vato Zoykev Yisroishon, which we'll soon see what that means, and you are straightening up their heads, that the Yidin will be able to stand upright with their heads, we'll soon see what that means. He says, Roish, Zoykev Yisroishon, we know we say in Abracha Zoykev Kifufim, Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Zoykev Kifufim. Kodesh Baruch Hu straightens up those that are bent over to allow them to stand up straight. Moshe Rabbeinu is referred to as being the one that is Zaykef is Roshon. Kach b'chol shona v'shona shekoyre noisa. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, even you, Moshe, when you are gone. But we'll be reading Parsha Shkolim. And when we read Parsha Shkolim, I want you to know, is ki'ilu ato oymeid shom v'oysi shom v'zaykef is Roshon. It means that in a sense, when we have an appreciation, Chazal is telling us, at this Shabbos, when we read Parsha Shkolim, we have to imagine that Moshe Rabbeinu is standing there. It's an amazing thing. This is what the Aftocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe Rabbeinu. And it's, interestingly enough, specifically related to Parsha Shkolim, as we'll soon see, that when you read the Parsha, Moshe was concerned. Misha Mei Sein Ani Nizka, because Baruch Hu says, don't worry. You'll be there. When Yidin will read Parsha Shkolim, it's the same way that you are giving it now, you are giving Parsha Shkolim, you're presenting it to the Parsha now, the same thing will happen later on as well. Whenever they read Parsha Shkolim, because if you will be there, Minayin, how do we know? In Ma'ashe Koru Binyan, it says Kisi Saw. That's Lashon Osid in the future. Saw Loi Nemar, it doesn't say Saw. Ela Kisi Saw. The Moshe Rabbeinu will continue to do so Atof Kol Adoyit. Atof Kol Adoyit, Moshe Rabbeinu will be there. And the Inyan of Parashat Shekolim, as it's presented the very first time, will continuously be presented each and every year. Umashe Mediva HaMedrish, we see from the Medrish as Gulish will Mitzvah Machzis HaShekel, that is Gulish that are found in Mitzvah Machzis HaShekel, Yeshtem B'chol Shona V'Shona K'Shekoyrim B'Toyer Parashat Shekolim. He did not lose it. All of the Zgulis, even though we don't have Machzis HaShekel today, however, the Zgulis, that which is supposed to be accomplished through Machzis HaShekel, we still accomplish today, as will be explained. Yesh Madregim Yuchedis, the Parashat Shekolim, and there is something very special about Parashat Shekolim, so Matzinu Kamoiso, we don't find it anywhere else, namely, Shekishem, because what was at the Moshe? That just like now, Shatzonoisim, when you are giving them Parashat Zu, Kach B'chol Shona Ke'ilu Ato Oimei Shom B'zoki V'zoshe. For some reason, Parashat Shekolim represents the vitality and the Ashpo of Moshe Rabbeinu Ke'ilu is still here, Mamish. And there's something in Parashat Shekolim which this means above and beyond Kol HaTorah Kula, because obviously the Kol HaTorah Kula that we have today is the teachings of Moshe Rabbeinu, but the teaching that we have specifically with Parashat Shekolim is that Moshe is there teaching it to us today. When we read Parashat Shekolim, it's Ke'ilu hearing it from Moshe. The same with the very first time when Moshe Rabbeinu told us all of the Inyonim in Parashat Shekolim. It's continuously, this happens, and it becomes revived every year when we read Parashat Shekolim. The Nimtzal Lefizeh says in the Nesiv HaSholem, it comes out, Ki Parashat Shekolim hi gvoyim al gvoyim. It comes out, it is higher than high. The Chaim HaShekozov Rambam, noteworthy, Rambam says in Reish Hilchos Shekolim, Sha'afilo oni ha-mispanes min ha-tzadok ha-chayim. It seems there's something so very special in Parashat Shekolim, that even an oni, who himself is a needy person who takes from tzedakah, but nevertheless, he has a chiv also to contribute to give them up there. There's no exemption for him. To the extent that the Rambam says that unless he doesn't have, he's mamish so poor, he doesn't have even a machzis shekel. The Rambam says, v'shoyel macheirim, he has to borrow from others, or imoicha ksus, sell your shirt. Shal ksefoy, which is, right, the noisim machzis shekel. And as we find this in very unique places, we find it like by the mitzvahs that are regarding pesum and nisse oriented, like mechanic and so on, our places, pesum and nisse, but we don't find any other mitzvah. The idea that a person has to go borrow or has to sell a shirt. But Rambam says by Machzis HaShekel we have this. This again, Gamkin Moira, this also indicates to us. Al Goydel Inyan Machzis HaShekel. If Tovi Yesh Levayer Goydel Inyono Shal Mitzis Machzis HaShekel the Inyan Kriyas Parashat Shekolim. So what is this? What is the secret behind Parashat Shekolim? What is so special? So the Nesiv HaSholem suggests as follows. Yesh Levayer Inyan. Again, he goes into a lengthy essay. We just took up one nekuda regarding Parashat Shekolim, but he connects the contributions made to Binyan Beis Hamikdash as well, which we took out now, partially for the sake of time, and to get to the main nekuda, which this is what we have right here. He says, "Dehinei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Oso Sheyisrael Yutom Dveikim Bo Yisborach." We have to realize that the ultimate purpose is that Klal Yisrael is Dovid Bashem. That's what it's all about. We're here on this world really for one purpose. The purpose is that we live our lives in a way that we cleave and we connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. All of the Tariag Mitzvahs that we have, these are not an end unto themselves, but they are a means to an end. The purpose of Tariag Mitzvahs is because these are different ways, there are different ways in which way we connect and we become Dovid and Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shekol HaTorah VaMitzvos Heim Inyonim Seguliyim. Each one has its own segula. Each one has its own, right? Has its own makeup. The Yehudi shall yodom through this particular mitzvah yedovik b'Hashem Yisborach. That is the purpose. And it's interesting to point out that Rav Tzadik writes in a different place. He writes concerning the situation he talks about and he argues against the Lithuanian tradition. Rav Tzadik points out that studying Torah, he says, strictly speaking, he says, as an intellectual exercise rather than a spiritual experience, he says, it detracts from one's connection by Hashem. As great as Limud HaTorah is, but there's a purpose to it. It's not merely an intellectual exercise, but rather it is an inyan that through Torah should be a medium where a person becomes dovid by Hashem through study of Torah. And he points out and he says, the Chassidim Rishayim and Tzadik quotes, as we know, the Gemara and Brachas were busy 9 hours right of the day, Poshet and Tefillah, and yet they had their Torah studies, the Gemara said, was blessed because they were Chassidim Rishayim. There was a specific, a bracha came into the Torah. So the Lamaita, they studied Torah less. but they accomplished with the less hours of limud to the ultimate, which that is the tachlis of becoming a Dovik Bashem. And the Tzaddik refers to this many, many times, where he says that the aim of all mitzvahs and prayers is only that one continuously is a Dovik Bashem. And that's what he says chat when the prophet says, Halavai oisi ozru, right? The Torahsi shamaru. Because God says, better they should forsake me and keep my Torah. Because you know why? What does it mean? He says, because the Torah's inner light will prevent the person from forsaking Kodesh Baruch Hu. He said, that's the purpose of Torah. That's what Torah allows one to do. And that is, should be the real aim. The real aim of Limud HaTorah is to cleave to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the purpose. That's what it is. And that's what Nesivah Shalom actually saying. So, the purposes of all the Tayag mitzvahs is to become a Dovid Bashem. For Oil Al Kulam, more than anything, that achieves this Tachlis, who Inyan Beit HaMikdash. When the Chsev, as the Pozik says, Vosuli Mikdash V'shechamti B'soichom. B'soichom L'Nema, it doesn't say the Shekhinah will rest or reside in the Mikdash, but in the Yidden. Through the Mikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so again, Yidden become Dovid Bashem. That's the purpose for Yidden. Ela B'soichom B'soichom Lech V'decho Chalos, Yidei Beit HaMikdash, you throw the Vukim Tomen Vishim Izbara. Says in the Sivir Sholem, I want you to know, Vizeh Gam Hoye Inyan Korbonus Tibur. Why do we have Korbonus Tibur? We know that we have individual Korbonus. These are Korbonus that each individual brings. Either he brings it because there are certain situations that are machayvim to bring a carbon. Then we have situations where a person can bring a carbon, Beneda Benedova, right, voluntarily. Why do we have to have communal offering? Why do you have Korbonus, which is on the level of the Tibur, the entire Tibur? What is the idea of a carbon tibur, which each and every yid is represented? Klal Yisrael as a whole is represented by the carbon tibur. Every day we have a carbon promise. Kevetzecho tasa babayker, kevetzecheni tasa ben rabayim. What is the meaning of the carbon tibur? More than an individual carbon that a yid might bring or would bring. So the Nesivah Shalom is there, gam hoyin carbon tibur. It says, k'mesham rechazal, tomit shel shachar mechaper al averi shel laylo. The tomit shel ben rabayim mechaper al averi shel yoyim. In other words, the morning tomit wipes out the averus of the previous evening. And the Talmud shall bear mind. The Talmud at the end of the day takes care of the averus throughout the day. Says the Nesivah Shalom, I want you to know, this is not merely kaporis avoinis that we're talking about. Because the Indian kaporis zui says, we're not talking about loyrak shemachapra matar machatoyim. That's not enough. The idea is not merely to wipe out sin. Because he says, Ka'omur Shloinema Lechaper Lechate Seichem. The Posik doesn't say Lechaper Lechate Seichem. Ela Lechaper Napshe Seichem. That's the Posik by the Machtes HaShekel. Let's remember again. What creates Korbanos Tibur? What is the bond? What is the glue? Right? What is the union that combines all the Eden? How does it become that a carbon represents the entire Klal Yisrael? By the input of the Machtes HaShekel, the fact that every Yid contributes Machtes HaShekel, that is the unifying factor. That's the medium. So Machzor HaShekel, so the contribution that each and every Yid contributes, the Machzor HaShekel, so the Korbanos are bought from the Klal Yisrael money, which has been contributed by every Yid in Klal Yisrael. So those Korbanos now represent the entire Tzibur. And what does it say by Machzor HaShekel? L'chap al nafshei seichem. You know what it means? Hainal nafshei shol Yehudi shenisnasko mahashoyrish v'nasa menutei v'shemizbara. It repairs the torn neshama that tore away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because inevitably, when a yid sins, two things happen. It's not only the fact that the yid was sin, and he's chayte, and there's a din v'chayim on the chet, but there's also a consequence. The factual consequence is when a yid sins, his neshama tears away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now what we have to do is not only wipe out the sin, but what we have to do is reconnect. We have to reconnect and repair the tie, as it were, before the Aveira. The idea of the Korbanos Tibur is to bring back the nefesh. I want to give an opportunity that even if a yid tears away, it's not forever. It need not be forever. It doesn't have to be forever. And if there are averus, whether it's by day or by night, which distance the person from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yesh kenegdom es tamidim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Korban Tamid on a steady basis. Hamechabrim al nafshi seichem umechabrim and reconnect shuv as Yehudi l'Hashem Yisborach. That's the idea. Why does it have to be in the form of a korban tibur to do that? It says in Sefer Sholem, the next paragraph, he says, Dine b'Torah yesh inyonim kedoshim. In the Torah we have inyonim kedoshim oid, sha'ayochid eino yochel ha'asigam mishum oisim. The fact is, we know that the power of the tibur is much stronger than the power of the yochid. We know that. Rashi tells us that many, many times, not only because, as we see, there's an inyan of tefillah b'tzibur, which we see, of course, the gvaldige koyach, the tremendous koyach of the tzibur, right? Because Baruch Hu recognizes the strength of the power of the tzibur, but also Rashi says in Parshas B'chukotai, Ein HaDoymeh says, Rabim ho'isim, right, as a mitzvah to a miut who would do the mitzvah, or a rabim that are oisik b'tayre to a miut that are oisik b'tayre. There are certain madregas in Kedusha that an individual alone cannot do it. You need the power of a tzibur. Chayochit ein ayochel ha'tzigon mishum oisim. Ki'im b'koyach ha'rabim shol Yehudim ha'mukhodit. What you need is the unified koyach of Yidin. Ke'echot. Shehu koyach godol. Now you have generated a tremendous force. La'hatzigin yonam elu. There are certain yonam that you need the koyach of a tzibur. It cannot be achieved by the koyach of a yochit. And among those in yonam that need a tzibur, umehem, he says, huinyonim hu'amurim, which means, inyan kerbonas ha'tzibur. L'chapra na'fshiseichem. To be able to reconnect all of the torn away nishonim. To bring them back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shurak B'Koyach Klolos Yisrael Kechot. Because the truth is, this idea, which is not saying it as much, but the idea behind what the Sinai Shalom says is something which is said in Sefer Chassidus. You have to realize, HaKodesh Baruch Hu is zivig with Klal Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael enjoys a zivug, a marriage relationship, a chosen kala relationship, a rastich lili oilom, erison. Kodesh Baruch Hu did not marry an individual Yid. Kodesh Baruch Hu married Klal Yisrael. And that the Yid is chayte, and he tears away, and he breaks away from Klal Yisrael to his chet, in order for it to reconnect, he needs the power of Klal Yisrael. Because the zibug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Yidin is in the realm of Klal Yisrael, is in the Tura of a Klal, not in the Tura of the Yochid. And therefore, in order for a Yid to be able to reconnect, to be Mechaber himself, he says, you need the power of a Tzibur. And he says, how is that achieved? The Karbona Tzibur, as we say, L'chapel Nafshisechem Shurak B'Koyach Klos Kechot. How? How is Klaus to become unified to create Karbona Tzibur? He says two ways. Number one, Shekol Yehudi Nosen L'Zemachsus HaShekel. The fact that every Yid gives Zemachsus HaShekel, right? That means that Klal Yisrael, we have a team. Every Yid is giving Zemachsus HaShekel. But not only in the fact that every Yid is giving Zemachsus HaShekel, but also in the sheer, it's not a full shekel, it's a half a shekel. There's two factors in Machzus HaShekel that unifies Klal Yisrael. A, in the fact that everyone gives. B, the nature of the Madveya that is being given. He says, as he points out, Vehein Bishir Hanesina. Bishir Hanesina, which is Machzus HaShekel. What is the purpose of Machzus HaShekel? The Welt knows this pshat. Very famous pshat. The Inyan of Machzus HaShekel, which is Shekmoshkosev Be'alshev. And the Alshev HaKadosh says, Bishem Arav Shloim El Kabbis, who is the Mechaber of the Luchadoidi. The Inyan Machzus, the fact that Shvaku said Machzus as opposed to a full shekel, Moira, teaches us, Shekol Yehudi Yeda Shubiyatme Eneklum. A Yid has to know by himself he's only a half. In order for a Yid to be a full, Bishlemes, you need two Yidin together, only with someone else. A Yid to be a Sholem, you need the input of the Chaver Yid. He said, Betziruf im Oid Yehudi Neitzeres Shulemus Al Yehu Agdus. The Indians are Shaykh Dabke Bemitzvizu, this particularly pertains. Shemadregos amyuchedes yuachdes, shemachzus hashekel ichedes klal yisrael b'mtzoris hakorbonos. Machzus hashekel therefore binds together the entire klal yisrael. And when you have klal yisrael together, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu jumps in the picture. Because again, the shidduch of klal yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not on an individual level. It is on the national level. Therefore, in order to become part in the erison and in the zivug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to be first part of the klal. If you establish yourself as being part of the Klal, you become a member of the Klal Yisrael, now you become connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now you have the Zivig of the Kodesh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael. So therefore he says, Shekol Yehudi, as he said, Yedesh with Natsum Eina L'Machzis V'Leidover Sholem. He by himself, he has to realize, by himself he's only a Machzis. That's what he's giving a Machzis a Shekel. V'Rakish Shemavate L'Atsum and Klal Yisrael Azeh B'Koyach Klal Yisrael. Then, together with the Klal, HaMukhodim Yachad Niyadav Shalom. We can only be Shleimus, right, if we have all the Yidin together. For all Yesh Eskoyach HaKorbonus HaKapal Nafshisech. Then Nafshisech, again, the Nishama means to reconnect the Nishama that has been torn away through the medium of Chet. To be able to bring that Nishama back, you need the Koyach of the Tzibur. L'chein, therefore, we can now understand G'doyla Kol Kach Mitzvah Machzus HaShekel. That's why the Mitzvah Machzus HaShekel is so important. Shatilo Onishim Yisrael Moiches Kesusa Mitzvah Machzus HaShekel. Why? Because his membership in Klal Yisrael is at stake if he doesn't give the Machzus HaShekel. It's like someone who doesn't pay his dues. It's a mushroom. As a result, he's not a member. That depends. Some clubs you don't care about being a member. But here the Pshat was being a member of Klal Yisrael, which means being part of the Zivug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael. The Oni needs it. It's a matter of life and death. Because the whole identity of being a Jew, the whole identity of being connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being part of the Klal Yisrael through the Machzor HaShekel. If you don't give it, you're isolated, you're on your own. What do you have? That's why says Af, even though he says you're b'chol ha'tayr o'yin tachmo nepatu, we know b'chol ha'tayr kuf, you're not in your potter. Why do we insist over here, even though you don't have the money, you're not potter? You have to, right? Rob, beg, borrow, steal, do whatever you can. Moichas k'susay. Avala mitzvah zul v'shach levatim, because we cannot be mevatim on this mitzvah. Shehi ha'machaperis al nepoches yishrol, shayifru du ma'ashem yizborach. One or the other. Either you're in or you're not in. Akta shekel is necessary, because that's what brings you back into the cloud. Alkin apil onish yisrael chayibo. So onish yisrael is also chayib. The point are now as follows. V'zei yesh levai diva medish tachum. And now we go back to the medish. Kishem sha'ata oy meid akshav. Let's understand now what was the role of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? To achieve this end, the cloud shall become one unified entity. Which that is the definition. To being part of a unified entity, of being a unified entity, now we have a zivig, now we have the true dveikas b'Hashem. We have the zivig, the connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. How is this achieved? So he points out Moshe Rabbeinu's role in this mission. Pasuk says, the Medrash tells us, Kishem shato oimid achshav anoyslam parsha shkolit. Ba'ato zoykev isroishon. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Medrash, as you are doing it today, you, Moshe, are going to be standing there, and you are going to lift them up. Says in the Tzivishon, you know what this means? He says, "Hine divrei medrash halolu meirim lanu." The medrash, in fact, is actually explained to us the pinimi is the parsha shkolis, because the lechayre tzarach bir. Because we have to understand the divrei Moshe Rabbeinu. We have to understand Moshe's question in the first place before we try to answer. What's Moshe's question? Moshe is asking, why is he so worried, Dabkid? Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, I'm worried, Mishamei said, after I'm gone, I won't be remembered. Why is he mentioning it here, Dabkid, like a Beparsha Shkolin? Why does that mean? First of all, the entire Torah is named after Moshe. The Pasuk says, Zichru, right? Torah, Moshe Abdi. But Moshe's name is connected to the entire Torah. What's so specific here that Moshe wants to be pronounced, wants to stand out? And then we say Torah Tivolano Moshe and so on. Umahu, inyan amiyuchad the parsha shkolin. Shidav kibo. Oma Moshe mishani meis ein ani nizka. Stop to hear Moshe's words that once I'm gone, I'm not going to be remembered. The chen torah bir also a chuvi sheishuv loy kodesh baruch hu. Tivol ato oimed sham v'zoike v'sroishim. It's tivol you're there. The truth is, Moshe Rabbeinu, if he's going to be there, certainly he's not here in the flesh, right? He's going to be in Shemayim, right? So he says, so that is something that nobody sees. So if nobody sees it, how is he remembered? If Moshe wants to be remembered, it means something tangible, right? He wants to be remembered. Ein ani nizka. He's worried that after he's gone, ein ani nizka. So as Rokha says, don't worry, Moshe. The same way that you're here today, well, here today, you see it. As Rokha says, the same way that you're here today, when we're going to read the parasha, it's ki ilu ato ein shom. Well, even if that's takaso, it means ishomayim shom somehow. But something's not here in the flesh. If he's not here in the flesh, then how does it achieve? How does it remedy the problem? What's the solution? How do we see him? Yes. He says, Hare, Torah Guyer, Hachuva, Sheshva, Kishvok, Kilat, Oimit, Shom, Zaki, Zoshim, Hare, Inyan, Zesh, Ki Ilu, Ato, Oimit, Hurak, Lamailo, Vein, Roimo, Isakam, Uba, Mehu, Niska. Okay, Kimabur. Moshe Rabbeinu's problem is a totally different problem. Because we explained, first of all, we explained till now, the Nyona, Pnimi, Shom, Mitzvah, Machta, Shekel, Achduce, Shom, Shom, Achativacha. The purpose of Machta, Shekel was, this is the glue, right? This is the medium. This is the way that Klal Yisrael is going to be bound together. This is how they're going to become what you call the corporation of Klal Yisrael. The corporation of Klal Yisrael becomes created through the medium of the Machzor HaShekel. He says you have to know about Zeh Nemar. It's on this specifically. It says Moshe Rabbeinu Oimed Aleihem. You know why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, is Shokel Kenegat Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one. If there ever is Shaykh, if there ever was a person, a single person who combines within himself the entire Klal Yisrael, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu as a Yochid represents the entire Klal Yisrael. He basically capitalizes within himself. He's the embodiment of the entire Klal Yisrael. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu ha-Klolo shel Yisrael, shehu hoya machid es Klal Yisrael. V'nisyav de parashizu, She'ata noitzel lehem parsha shkolim. The emphasis is that you, Moshe, are giving them parsha shkolim, meaning, ki Moshe Rabbeinu hu poyel umamshich es kol hinyonim ha-shaychem ha-kol Yisrael. In other words, it's the force of Moshe. It's not just a magical messina of Machzis HaShekel, but it's Moshe Rabbeinu who is the general and is the supervisor in this whole process of the Machzis HaShekel movement. Is really that creates the Kololius and the Ardus and the single entity and unified body of Kol Yisrael. Because Moshe Rabbeinu himself represents the entire Kol Yisrael. It's Moshe's role that activates, as you will, the Koich of the Machzis HaShekel to serve as a binder and as a unified force to bring Kol Yisrael together in one single entity. It's the Koich of Moshe. It's not automatically the Machzis HaShekel themselves. The Machzis HaShekel being supervised, right, and through Moshe Rabbeinu's input. He is the one that's mamshich, all of these. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one in Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Binyan Karbonos Tzibur, L'chapel Mavshesechem, which are nefesh again, L'tis Natik Mishem Yisborach. That is the purpose. The purpose of L'chapel Mavshesechem is that the Nishamas should not remain distant and torn away from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shayochid in a Yochel Asigam, a Yochid on his own cannot do it. You need to be part of the Ardut of Kal Yisrael. And then the Nishama of each and every Yid will be connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. To go to the next column on top. And he winds it down as follows. So the kach b'chol shono b'shono. So what happens is as follows now. Every year, this is what happens now. This is what we're understanding. When we read Parshas Kolin, what do we take out? What do we understand? What's happening? Kishikoyden oiso. When we read Parshas Kolin, you have to understand that Moshe Shuadat, the role of Moshe was to effect the achdus of Klal Yisrael. Moshe still achieves it. Moshe still achieves it. Moshe Shu Hadas Hakoilu Shu Klal Yisrael Noisimlem Ha'oris in Yonamelu. Moshe from his place in Shomayim brings down this force and this energy and this koyach. Does it make a difference if Moshe is 5 feet away or is he 10 million miles away? Because Baruch Hu gives him the koyach to do it. What's the difference? When he was here, he was able to do it. It was Moshe. It was Moshe's input through the Machzis HaShekel that created this Klalius and this Ardus of Klal Yisrael. Moshe is still doing it. The idea is not that Moshe has to be seen, as he points out. Because you know what Zoykev Esroshom means? What does it mean the head stands upright? Because Kedeisa, because it's mentioned in Sifrei Kabbalah, Shaharosha is called a Kofuf Rosh. Shaholach V'Rosha L'mato Kebehema. What he's saying is really, you know, as it's mentioned in Sifrei Chassidus, you know it's the difference between a human being and a Behema. A Behema, its face, its head is facing downward. Human being, his head is upward. You know why? Because a Behema is Arsius, it's Gashmir. That's where its focus is. That's where its eyes are leading to. The Behemoth, when it walks, it looks down to the ground. Its head is facing the ground. Because that's what a Behemoth is. A Behemoth is Kulei Kulei Gashmir. The Behemoth is Tachlis on this world. It's connected to Gashmir. Well, what's the Tachlis of a person? It's not the ground. It's Shemayim. His head is facing upward. Because that's where its focus is. That's where he's supposed to be. That's his goal. That's what he should be shooting for. That is what he should be striving for. So the male of the Rosha, unfortunately, who's Oysa Masa Behema, is Kofuf Rosha. Bli Chiyus, Ubli Simcha. Uma Zeh, the Kifas Rosh, that's Madrego Yoina. So Zeh Magim, and that's how you reach that. Are the Machzis HaShekel Ham Achedes, it's called it so, Bim Tzoyes HaKorbonis. Moshe Oymed Aleim, Shu Klolis Vagdis Yisrael, Moshe still has his input. Doesn't make a difference how far he is. He's walking him the car to do it. Distance doesn't matter. Distance is only within the realm of Olam Hazeh. But you're talking about Lamalam and Azaman doesn't make a difference. Oz Magiyim Yisroel and Madrega shall Ata Zoykev Yisroishim and Bechinis to see Yisroish. So the question of Moshe Rabbeinu really was a totally different question. And he's explained as follows. Moshe's question not if he wants to be remembered. Moshe cares to be remembered. Remember me. He needs that. What does he need to cover? Remember me. What does Moshe Rabbeinu mean? What does Moshe Rabbeinu mean? After I'm gone, how will I be remembered? That wasn't his question. He says, "Vizeo ma shomar Moshe Rabbeinu b'parashazu." Mishani meis ein ani niskar. It means shakavono hoisavu klali. So Moshe was concerned that when he's not here in the flesh anymore, maybe he cannot achieve to create and to forge the achdus of Klali Yisrael, that they become one single entity. Because we said it didn't happen by themselves only through the Machzis HaShekel, and it happened to Moshe was the embodiment of Klali Yisrael. But if Moshe is not here, Moshe was concerned maybe he will not be able to achieve it when he's no longer here on Olam Hazeh. Moshe's question was, Ma, Ye'achid Oysom Lachem Misotoy. That was his question. If I'm gone, he says, how will I able? Or who will do it? How will this be achieved, the ichud, and to create this unified bond? Listen, you will have the same koyach. It'll be through the parsha, by the kriyas parsha. The kriyas parsha, it'll be the switch. You know, when you turn on the switch, all of a sudden everything is connected, and all the energy now flows full circle. The switch that will make the connection between Moshe very far away, right? When you have a long wire that gets thousands of miles away, you turn on the switch, right? The energy goes and goes. Doesn't make a difference. Distance doesn't make a difference. The switch is the kriyas parsha. Reading the parsha of Shkolin. Because Baruch Hu says, "Shikach b'chol shana v'shana kishikoyde noisa b'fonai, tiyagam ken amadrega azoyis shel ho'ardes al yodcho, sh'ato oimet shom v'zoike v'troishon." So you, Moshe Rabbeinu, will continue. Moshe Rabbeinu's life work is not over. Moshe Rabbeinu still continues to achieve that which he achieved as he was alive. He continues to achieve to create the ardus and the single entity and the unity of Klal Yisrael. And for Yehudi Yesh, b'chinem menutek, Mashem Yisborach, he says, unfortunately, it's possible when a Yid does a chait, he comes to him to a bechina where he's torn away. Like he has no reish. He lost his spiritual chiyus. So here we have one idea. We have the idea again presented by Tziva Sholem. That the koyach of the Machzor Sashekel, of course, is to forge an Ardus. The idea why we need this Ardus is because only through Ardus. It's shaykh lechapel nafshesechem that the nishamis that have been torn away through the chet to be able to repair themselves. To become dovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To become dovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not the yochid, it's not the individual. It's only the ardus of Klal Yisrael. The avoid of a yid is to make sure that no matter whatever happens, he does not tear himself away from being part of the corporation called that Klal Yisrael. He had to be a member, continue to a member. And if for some reason he fell out, if his membership expired, he has to be able to come back in. And in order to be received, you have to do the proper thing. Moshe Rabbeinu, who is involved, who is the one who accepts each individual Yid as becoming a member of Klal Yisrael, his avodah continues on. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who does it because he represents the entire Klal Yisrael. He's the one who brings down these koiches to be able to create the unity of Klal Yisrael, and his koiches will continue on to this day when we read Parsha Shkolim. So Moshe Rabbeinu's koich is still alive and well. And that was Moshe Rabbeinu's concern. Who's going to do it after I'm gone? Who's going to create this Ardus of Klal Yisrael? Who's going to bring back those nefoshes that have been torn away and no longer are dovid b'Hashem? How can we bring them back to reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So says, don't worry, Moshe, you'll still be doing it. Same way you're doing it now. So you're giving them now Parsha Shkolim. When Yidam will read Parsha Shkolim, it'll be in the same way. And you, Moshe Rabbeinu, will still play the same active role, Ki'ilu, as you did when you were here Ba'olam Hazeh. So this is the idea presented by Nesiv Shalom. Let's take a look, an expansion of this idea and more, which is truly an amazing thing, as we'll see here from Rav Tzadik HaKohen. Again, this is in the Pre-Tzadik and Parsha Shkolim. Rav Tzadik says as follows. Again, I cut away some of the pieces, and I hope we didn't leave out some important pieces of the puzzle, but I believe we have it. The Torah Lohovin, says Rav Tzadik, Tam Kriyas HaParsha. What is the idea of reading the Parsha of Shkolim? Now, the Im Nemar, if you're going to tell me, Shibizman Hazeh, She'en Shkolim Migdosh, Kairin Parsha Shkolim. Oh, one way, simpler way is, it's a Zecher, right? We don't have Shkolim today. We don't want to lose, right? We don't want to lose the mitzvah of Shkolim. Or we don't want to forget about the mitzvah of Shkolim. Many things we read because of a Zecher. So maybe you'll tell me that the reason we read Parsha Shkolim is as a substitute, being that we don't have actual Shkolim, so we read the Parsha. So he says, if you're going to tell me that Bizman Hazeh, She'en Shkolim Migdosh, Kairin Parsha Shkolim Alderach, She'en Parsha Shkolim, that you'll say the same way like we read Parsha of the Karbonis, right? That makes a lot of sense, right? Why don't we read Parsha of the Karbonis? Because reading Shalom Oparim Sfoteinu, right? The lack of Karbonis is supplemented, it's substituted by reading the Parsha. So you might say, it's very logical, the same thing. We're able to put a Bimkoim in the place of Shkolim is through the Kriyas HaParsha. However, Tzadik said there's one problem. It's a nice idea, he said, but it doesn't stem with reality. Why? Because we have a problem. Masha Omra b'Gemara, the Gemara says in Megillah, the Gemara Megillah Dap Chotes. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says v'karinen be'echad v'yador. The Gemara says we read Parsha Shkolim echad v'yador. Actually, we read it the Shabbos before Chodesh Shabbos. Echad v'yador means that's the latest we read it. Not if Shabbos is Chodesh, but then it's echad v'yador. But we read the Shabbos before. The Tzadik says it also before. We don't have it here on the sheet, but the Gemara says like this. Why do we read Parsha Shkolim was read even the Zman Abayis? Parsha Shkolim and Zarim Mitzvah. Why? In order to encourage the Yidden to bring the Shkolim. To remind them it's time, because if you remember, Chodesh Nisan, right, was the new fiscal year. The halacha is that Karbonos Tibur have to be brought every year from the new Shkolim, from this year's Shkolim. You cannot buy this year's Karbonos from last year's Shkolim. What is the cutoff date? It was Chodesh Nisan. The Chodesh Nisan, you have to buy the Karbonos from the new Shkolim. So you have to have the Shkolim collected before Nisan, because the Nisan you have to buy them already. From Nisan on, you have to buy the Karbonos. So we read Parsha Shkolim in order to encourage the Yidden to bring their Shkolim. So the Gemara's lashon is again. The Gemara says, "V'karinan v'echad v'yador k'echad d'leisu shkolim l'migdash." What do you see from that Gemara? Shemepurish t'konas kriyas haparsha y'av bizman shei beit hamikdash kayim. So the question is why? Obviously, it's not because of a zecher. That clearly destroys the notion, right? Refutes the notion that the reason we read parsha shkolim is because of a zecher to the shkolim that we don't have. Not true. Parsha shkolim was read then as well. V'loma karu oz. And the question, why do I have to read it? If the idea was to encourage people to bring, he says, Hoyishlech u'shluchim b'echad bodi l'hachlis. Again, I took out the piece because Rashi says there that he used to send out shluchim. Shluchim bezin used to go from place to place. And it's announced in all the public areas, you know, you didn't bring your shkolim. So the encouragement of bringing shkolim would have been enough to send the shluchim. Again, why did they read Parsha Shkolim? What was it necessary to read the Parsha? Achoyinyin. Says the tzaddik, I'll tell you why. Abimashi Kotter. Mishnah Chumah tells us, "V'chein Moshe lo matayre." Moshe is the one, of course, who teaches Torah, Parashiyah, Shekoyim, and B'chol Shabbos. They maskira Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, is mentioned B'chol Parashiyah. Every Parashiyah is Moshe Rabbeinu's name, right? Wherever you go. With Parashiyah Shkolim, here comes the Medrash that we just had in the Nesiv HaSholim. Tzadik also brings it. You'll see his take on it. With Parashiyah Shkolim, Amar Moshe Rabbeinu Shloim. Mishani Mei, say nani nizkar. I'm concerned what happens after I'm gone. I won't be remembered. I swear to you, Kishem Shato Oimit, Achshav, the Noisom Parsha Shkolim, but the Zoykev is Roshon, right? And you are uplifting the Eden through the Parsha Shkolim. Kabucho Shona Vishona Shekoyda Noisel Lefonai, is Kilo Ato Oimit Shom, the Zoykev is Roshon. Tzadik has a problem, he says, why was Moshe Rabbeinu only concerned what's going to happen to Parsha Shkolim after he's gone? What about Parshas? There's many Parshas. There's no Karbonis either after he's gone, right? He didn't ask. He didn't inquire. What's going to happen to the Parshas of Karbonis after I'm gone? Or so many other mitzvahs. Why is he so concerned about Parshas Shkolim? Kvar Hikshu. The obvious question is, Lomalei Hirgish Moshe, why was not Moshe Rabbeinu sensitive legabe Parshas of Karbonis? She'enem noy hagim gamkein elobit nearby? Right? And then he brings a Moyer de Gizach. He's the Tzadik himself says, Uma shekosav the sefer Gvul Binyamin. There's a sefer Gvul Binyamin. Sheyeshloi. He says sheyeshloi mer hagdoma noira. There's a meir di hagdoma. By the way, the Gvul Binyamin brings it from the Ramah panel, as he says later, from Rabbeinu Menachem Azari, one of the great Balam Mukubalim, one of the most serious and one of the most authentically accepted, you know, Balam Mukubalim in all the areas of Kabbalah. You know, with different schools of Kabbalah. Ramah panel was one of the most highly respected Balam Mukubalim, going back to the 1500s. And the Gvul Binyamin says as follows. Listen to this. It's an amazing idea. I want you to know, Sheliyahu makriv karbonos v'beit hamikdash v'zman hazeh. There's no Beit HaMikdash. There's no Beit HaMikdash in the flesh that you see. Yoha Novi is makriv karbonos to this day. And you know what? He has money from the Trum Talishka. There's money from old Machtas HaShekels that have been nignas, that have been hidden away. So we're being told that Yonovi, in fact, is being Makriv Karbonos as Manazet from Shkolim. From Shkolim. Therefore, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't sensitive about the fact of Karbonos, because Karbonos, the truth is, one way or another, the Karbonos is taken care of. One way or another. If we're not doing it, you're not doing it. So says the Gvul Binyamin. Masha Enkin Shkolim should be Tela Machachorim. That is, there's no mitzvah of giving Shkolim. But Karbonos are being sacrificed. Karbonos are being offered. But obviously, Shkolim we're not giving. We have no Machta Shekel. So Moshe Rabbeinu was sensitive on Shkolim. There's a Tzadik that's very good and well, partially. But by dying kosher. Or yes, Parsha Shemana Mishko. For example, the oil, right? That was used to anoint. Shkohoya Rak Masha Osa Moshe. Vizekayim Leotis. That we'll have that in the future. But Shemana Mishka, we know Nignaz B'soy Ba'is Rishon, it's also gone. At the end, the Bayis Rishon was gone. What's going to happen to that? Right? This is what Moshe made, but it's no longer here. There's so many other parishes going to Hagurak Lishatom, the Oisador, the Lomalishal Aleim. Okay, Kabbonis, you give my night, so Kabbonis, you are not being taken care of. But there's so many other parishes in the Torah that are not being taken care of, Bizman Azeh. Why was Moshe concerned about that? And then he says further, Ube Emes, he says, Mashim Meforshim, he says, and that which was just explained before, Shehirgish Beparishish Kolin, Shevat Lacharachurbin. And the teret that was given, Moshe Rabbeinu was asking about Shkolim, because Shkolim is going to be bottled after the Churban. So what will happen? Right? He's asking about Shkolim. The truth is, from the Medrash we see his question was not after the Churban. Moshe Rabbeinu asked, Mishameis means after he died. When Moshe Rabbeinu died, there was still a Mishkan. As a matter of fact, he said there was Mishkan Shiloi, Ubei Soilomim, Ubei Sheni. It was still a Beis Hamikdash, but you have another 1,200 years. So the Shkolim was still active. The Shkolim was still in business. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu saying, Mishem Meis Ein Ani Nizkar? You can't tell me he was worried because Shkolim become bottle after the Churban. Moshe Rabbeinu was asking not after the Churban, he's saying, what's going to happen after I die? Moshe Rabbeinu, after he dies, what's going to happen? Nothing. The mitzvahs are still in business. We still have a Mishkan. Or we have Mishkan Shiloi. We have Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni. So what's he worried about? What's he worried about? What's he asking about? What's going to happen after I'm gone? About Shkolim? What's he worried about? Third of Tzaddik is followed. Look what he says. He says, "Acha mechuvim bozeh shebevadai lo yishol al shum parsha shein anahegis." He's not asking about those parshas that are no longer gone. You know why? Because we have a substitute. You know what the parsha is? The parsha. We read the parsha here. We read the parsha there. Mekol mokayim hakriya hun shalom aparim sofaseinu. Our lips are mashlim ziporin, right? The karbonis. Yeah, no problem. And by the way, the source of Daivavis, and when we read the parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu again is being brought back to life. So when we read the parasha, not only do we have the parasha, do we have the mitzvahs, but Moshe Rabbeinu's rule within the mitzvahs, you know, when we quote someone, the source of his lips move in the caver. So Moshe Rabbeinu again is still involved. So that was Moshe Rabbeinu's problem at all. You know, now listen to this. Just push it. It's nothing else. Just to have this idea, to have this tremendous idea. Let me just tell you something. You know, first of all, the Beis Halevi also brings it. Brings it to Chazal. In the Hagdom, they bring a number of places. In the Hagdom, the Beis Halevi also in parts of Israel. The Gemara, says, when Yidden said Nasa Venishma, the Rezeichet the Shnei Kstaris, two crowns. And now you have to realize these are not stamp crowns. These are crowns. When you talk about crowns, you know, in Kabbalah, you know that there are 10 levels of Madregas. It starts with the Chochma Bina, right, which is the three highest levels. Then you have the next seven, which is Chesed, Gvura, Teferis, Netzach, Chod, Yisrael, Malchus. Right? So Chesed is really the highest Madregas. Matter of fact, the Shabtai Tzvi's movement became active. And part of the philosophy was to destroy the saying that now it's coming the end of time, and therefore things are going to change. And many of the mitzvahs are telling you that were in vogue are no longer in vogue anymore because it's a different time. So Al-Kadikach, we know that they were over on Chai V'Krisis because in the distorted fashion Keser is Koris. To reach Keser you can now do it in the other way. Chai V'Krisis can turn into Keser. The same way. This is part of the philosophy that they had, how different mediums be able to achieve the same end. Keser is a very high Madrega. This is the special matonim and hashemanda because Baruch Hu gave the Eden Shnei Kstarim. Means that they were elevated to unimaginable heights. But by the Chetu Ego, they lost it. But the Pasuk said that they removed as Edyom. Edyom. What does Edyom mean? The crown. They lost the crown. They lost it. They lost the Kstarim by the Chetu Ego. They lost an enormous, enormous treasure. They lost the Shnei Kstarim. Say Chazal as follows. Ach Sheilot HaPaz Yishkolim V'Yitze B'Psikta Rabosi. Chazal say in the Psikta, the Medrash. When Moshe came down towards the Eden, they saw something. What did they see? Right? They saw the radiance of glory. Moshe Layoda, as the Pasuk says, Kikora Noyponov. So Hayral Yisrael, they felt very bad. They knew how far they fell because of the Chet Ego. And here they see a high Moshe Rabbeinu. They saw the tremendous distance. Amru, they said, Anachnu Biyarida. But Ato Moshe Yisomon of the Karnov Shomoshe Zokuf Moshe Rabbeinu is his Karen. Moshe Rabbeinu He is so high. The Kanenu Shveilois. And yet our Karen. We are never so low. You, Moshe, are so high. They really realized. It hit home. They saw Moshe Rabbeinu. It hit home. They're matter, the position. Sometimes it takes time. You don't realize. But then you see someone else. You compare yourself. They saw Moshe. Miyad b'Moshe l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe says, I have a job to do. I have to lift them up again. I have to take them up from their shiftless. On the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Lech Roimem Roisham. Go lift them up, and we'll see what it means in a second. And Afani Eskev Roisham Shobonai Kisisos Roisham Bnei Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you go, and I will add to it. What does it mean? The Highness is of Tzadik. I want you to know what this means. The Kemoi Shemoi Shorabeinu Magzer B'chol Shabbos Haksarim the Matan Torah Yisrael. You get it? Every Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai, we get back our Ksarim. This was achieved. The Ksarim that were taken away due to the Chet Ego is restored at least for Shabbos. At least for Shabbos. We don't have it all the time anymore. By Matan Torah was given to us. We lost it. We blew it. Chet Ego. But Moshe Rabbeinu was able to pull it the Shabbos. That's why it says, by the way, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko kevinom kosloi. Which is being by the Gedolim Mepharshim, the Sifrei Kabbalah, this is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, that on Shabbos, his Matnas Chelkoi, he was able to bring back the crowns, the Ksarim, to Klal Yisrael. So Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu brings back the crowns to Klal Yisrael. So at least once a week on Shabbos we have it. Now, he points out, Kimosha Kosta Priyat Chaim, okay? This is the Arizal, Chaim Atal brings this, B'Shem the Arizal, the Perish is Machmoshe. The Pshat of Yismach Moshe, Sefer Pri Etz Chaim from the Arizal, time in the year. Listen what Shkolim are, what Shkolim represents. Kisheshoiklin Ashkolim, Afshul Bechoil. When Yidin give Machzis a shekel, even though it's in the weekdays, obviously we're handling money here, right? Right? Even though it's in the weekdays, Moshe Rabbeinu, all of Asholim, Machzolahem Aksorim, Va'od Hashem Yizborach, Zoykev Esroishim, Le Moshe Rabbeinu, and they become back, restored, temporarily. When Yidin give Machzis a shekel, they have a moment of glory. They have a moment of glory again. A taste of the old times. On Shabbos, it's on a regular basis. But his brother said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to know that what the Machzis HaShekel is going to accomplish, Kisisos Roish is going to bring them back up to where they were. But the Chilik is, this is not Shabbos anymore. We're talking even during the week. Kisisos Roish, to bring them back to the original Madrega, before the Chet Ego. They should be Zeichet to wear the crown, to have the Ksarim. To the Shkolim, in our Zeichet, to have the term that they were given by Matan Torah. Oy bazoi, Valkein Shual b'Parsha Shkolim. So now Moshe Rabbeinu, this was his kasha now. This was his problem. Kiv daromas keren Yisrael al yidei Ashkolim, tzorech lis al yidei Moshe. Being that it's Moshe, Yismach Moshe Mamnat Chelket is Moshe, he's the one who brings it back on Shabbos. And Moshe Rabbeinu, through the introduction of Parsha Shkolim, through bringing to the Inyan of Shkolim, he again, one more time, during the week as well, he brings back the Ksarim to Klal Yisrael. So Amar, so Moshe said, what's going to happen when I'm no longer here? Nishani Mes. He says, V'af shebeis hamikdash yekayim v'yitum shkolim. But I'm not here. It's not the shkolim themselves. It's me again, right? It's me, Moshe, through the shkolim. Mekom kemeina nizkar. U'bameh torum keren Yisrael. What will lift up the yidin at that point? So Yisover, Moshe Rabbeinu thought, sheyevatel Haromas Keren the Hakzoras Haktorim, that these crowns are no longer, right? He will no longer enjoy the Chazorah of the Ksorim because he's not here anymore. Because my Moshe is here, because this is the Lashon Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe. Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, that what? It came Bishkolin. That what you do on Shabbos, you can achieve through Shkolin. But there's no Shkolin anymore. There's no Shkolin anymore. And he says, even Mishab based on Midish Kaim, when we have Shkolin, but we don't have Moshe. So when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, there's just two things missing. We don't have Shkolim, we don't have Moshe. And we have a Beis HaMikdash, so we have the Shkolim, but we still don't have Moshe. And it's Moshe is the one who is responsible and has this koyach of bringing back the Ksarim to Klal Yisrael. This is what happens. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, says at the time when you read the parasha of Shkolim, B'Shabbos Shalif Neyodor, on the Shabbos that is before other, when you read the parasha, Yeah, Litna Hashem Yizborach, Kima Moshe Rabbeinu, Oymed V'Zoykev Esroisho. His Baruch says, to me, Moshe, you'll be standing there again. You, Moshe, you still be active. You're not retiring, he says, after you're gone from here. But you and Shomayim, Moshe Rabbeinu, will be standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch in the same way that he was when he was down here.
ובשעה שקודם הפרשת שקולים בשבתוי בפרשת כסיסו. When you read parashat shkolim kesiso, right? When it's not parashat shkolim, it's not Shabbos shkolim. For example, this year, right? Mishpatim shkolim kesiso is a regular parashat. So even though we read Shabbos shkolim, doesn't mean anything. Echman doesn't mean anything. Doesn't achieve that. When you read kesiso stam out of context, the parashat shkolim is not going to do that. That's a kriya kachol kriya parashat atayre. Even though Moshe Wolfson has a whole shmuz on parashat kesiso and a regular parashat, there's a whole shmuz to show that how it possibly does connect to Shabbos shkolim, nevertheless, and can achieve many things. But Kohan would have told it says basically Parashat Kesisa does not really have that segula. Like you should carry it in half parashat b'shabbat shalifnei other or be'echad b'other. Oz Moshe Rabbeinu Zoykev is Roisham, he lifts them up by bringing back the Ksarim. And look how he points it out. Now he did this is what the Nesiv HaShalom didn't add. He points out like this. What's the Koyach of Moshe through the previous parashat? How does it happen? When you read Parashat Shkolim, because it explains like this. Because Torah is called Peres Moshe, Shehu Hoyekoylo. Why is the Torah called Peres Moshe? Why is the Torah called Peres Moshe? Is it only Moshe's Torah? Probably so, Torah. The answer is because Shehu Hayakoilu Kol Mefoshes Shishim Riboy Shehem Oisiyat Torah. We know that the Pnei Yeshua brings down the self tradition B'Shem Kadmoyim Yisroel is Rosh Tevis Yesh Shishim Riboy Oisiyat Torah. That's Rosh Tevis of Yisroel. There are 600,000 Oisiyat in the Torah. How the Cheshim stims that the whole discussion in different ways in the Torah Magdashim. But this is the Rosh HaTevis that is worked with the Hasidus and the Kabbalah, and this is Yisoid HaYisoid, Shishim Riboy, which means every Yid has an Ois in the Torah. So therefore, the Torah represents Klal Yisoid, because the Ois is a Torah, each Ois is another Yid. Shishim Riboy Ois is in the Torah, so the Torah represents the Shishim Riboy Nefoshet. And Moshe Rabbeinu was called Torah Moshe. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, as we said, is the embodiment of all the Shishim Riboy Yisrael. And Shishim Riboy Yisrael represents the Oisiyas HaTorah. So invariably, Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, as a single unit, represents the Kol HaTorah Kula. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is Koilel within himself, all the Shishim Riboy. He's the embodiment of Shishim Riboy Yisrael. And the Torah itself is Shishim Riboy Oisiyas. So Moshe Rabbeinu, that's Torah's Moshe. He represents Torah. Because Koyen HaParish is... When you read the parasha for Oisiyas, the Oisiyas of that parasha, which is the Nefesh of Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu is the Shishim Ribu Nefoshes, Moshe Rabbeinu and the Shishim Ribu Oisiyas represents Shishim Ribu Nefoshes. So when you read Torah, you're activating the Nefesh of Moshe. Oisiyas HaTorah is the Nishom of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Nishom of Moshe Rabbeinu is the Oisiyas HaTorah. When we read Parashat Shkolim, we are tapping into the Nishom of Moshe. Because Moshe is exactly Shishim Ribu Yisrael, and that is Torah. Torah is yes, Shishim Ribu Yisrael. It's anonymous. These are two, one and the same. So therefore, when you read the parasha, the Oisis, which is the Nefesh of Moshe Rabbeinu, all of Hashalom, is Kibu Moshe, Oymed, Vizokev, Roshem, Roshem, Oz, Umachzul, Hemaksorim. The only difference is, like Bisha'ah. So the question is, when do we read it? We read it on Shabbos, right? But Shabbos, we get the Ksorim anyway back. Every Shabbos, we get it back. The Kiddush is when you read Shabbos, Parashat Shkolim, the achievement is for the weekday. When you read Shabbos Shkolim, and now when the Yidden, right, in practice, bring the Shkolim, when the Yidden bring the Shkolim, that's when they're going to get their Shkolim back during the week. But this all was programmed by the Kriyas HaParashah, the Shabbos before. The Shabbos Shkolim activates that Moshe Rabbeinu again, is Oymed V'Zoykev is Roshom, the Torah is the Rishon of Moshe. So the parasha of Shkolim is again brings Moshe Rabbeinu back to life, and Moshe Rabbeinu gives them back the Shkolim. But for Shabbos itself, you don't need it. We're reading it on Shabbos. You don't need it for Shabbos. He says that's Tomis. I will create a parasha be Shabbos shlifnei yoder or beechad beyoder moil. What it accomplishes is li Yisrael shekshuvayu Ashkolim akav bechoil or gam yuvda lehem aksorim. The ksorim will be returned. The matan Torah. The ksorim matan Torah will be returned. Kemosh toyo marzal lehem b'shas sheshiklu shekleim bechayim Moshe. Rezek is Roshem. Just when Moshe was alive. Because Baruch told Moshe, right, that you are going to be able to bring back this car, and Moshe was concerned. Kishani Mes, how's it going to happen? Kishani Mes. When you read the parasha, Torah, that's your neshama. Your neshama becomes alive again. And even we'll read the parasha. When you read the parasha, so Moshe again will bring back. So when you read the parasha in Shabbos, what will happen is when you even bring the shkolim, subsequent any day of the week, and they bring the shkolim, then he will receive. They will get the son back. Vinei Hakdama and Arush. Says now the Torah as follows. We said Amoyer the Agdoma before Shehevi B'Sefik Gvul Binyamin. That Agdoma is Maharama. That's Rabbeinu Menachem Azariah. That's in the Sefer Asura Mamoris, that's the name of the sefer. We don't know what the Shoresh, where he gets it from, he says it's a Tzadik, but he says it, you know, you can bank on it. Achyesh Lahovin, except we have this one basic problem, he says. Remember, what did Ramam Apanu say? He says that even though Bizman Azeh, right, we don't have actual Karbonis, but we do. Because Yohan Novi is being Makrib Karbonis. Yohan Novi is being Makrib Karbonis. So the thing is like this. So Tzadik really wants to raise the following question. He says like this. Imagine. Bizman Azeh, we are Makrib Karbonis. So we have the Karbonis. What we don't have is, we don't have Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? We don't have Moshe Rabbeinu. No, so we're saying the Kriyas HaParsha, the Kriyas HaParsha is Kilu Moshe is Kayim. The Kriyas HaParsha does Kilu Moshe is Kayim. But after Zman HaBayis, we don't have the Shkolim either. So how do we supplement, how do we rectify the problem we don't have the Shkolim? In other words, Zman HaBayis, Moshe is missing, but the Karbonis table we have. So to bring back Moshe, by reading the Parsha, we said Torah is Torah's Moshe. We activate the Nishom of Moshe Rabbeinu. By reading the Parsha, Kilu, we still have Moshe. So we have Moshe and we have the Karbonis. But after Zman HaBayis, right? After Zman HaBayis, I mean, after Zman HaBayis, even though we have the Karbonis, so yours markers the Karbonis, but the Shkolim we don't have. So remember what we said. When you read the Parsha, the Shkolim will be returned when you give the Shkolim. Because we don't have Shkolim. El Yo is Makar of Karbonis. Fine. But where's the Shkolim that we give? Right? Where's the Shkolim that we give? Tab to the Churban. Good. Karbonis we have. Fine. But the Kriyas HaParsha that we read, how is that going to bring back the Shkolim? How's that going to affect that to bring back the Ksarim when we bring the Shkolim? We have no Shkolim. Look at the next paragraph. Al Yeshvayman. Listen to what he says. This is, I believe, an amazing thing to behold. You don't have Shkolim today. You're making a mistake, he says. Where is it? I'll tell you, says Tzadik. You think we don't have Shkolim today. Al Yeshvayman, Al Pimash, Omarno. There's different ways of minting Shkolim, says Tzadik. The secret here. We say this Musaf Ploini Hazen Nasa the Nakrus, right? Within the Tfilis. So our Tfilis, right, we are Makrus the Musa. Avshein Migdosh, Vievshil Akriva Beyoimer, we have no Migdosh, we can't do it. Rakiv Misha Harotsoin, Hacheshik Lakayim, Ula Hakriv, Hacheshik Hazek Kemait. The Tzaddik says, Cheshik is like a mite. The person has a strong desire to do something, the desire actually translates into reality. As he points out, Al Derech Shomru Chishev Adam Lasis Mitzvah. The person really wanted to do a mitzvah. Then Enoch, then an accident happened. Liyosa Mal Olav Akosav Kiliyosa. But especially when you say Psuke Kabonis, the mouth movement is somewhat of a mice as well. When you say Mishalom Vaporim Sufaseinu Vakifas Piv, moving the lips have a mice. It's Kilu Nasa. That's what the Tzaddik says now. Vechein Bekriyas Parsha Shkolim. Listen, what happens when we read Parsha Shkolim and we have a yearning and we have a desire. And we want, and we are mispower. Rabbi Yisrael, give us the opportunity to bring Shkolim. Well, echod mi Yisrael, yesh le cheshik verotzen lekayim bepoil. Dim hoya migdash, if we had a migdash, certainly would have brought it. So vado yikol echod mi Yisrael, moitzi kam oitzos. Imagine, a yid would spend a lot of money to be able to be mekayim this mitzvah. She yovoy shikle shlein. The Tzaddik says, mizeh ha cheshik nasa shkolim mamish. The Tzaddik says, my cheshik turns into a coin. My cheshik turns into a coin. Who told you how you make coins? Yeah, the conventional way, we know how you make coins. Tzaddik says, even though we don't have the machzik the shekel, the cheshik to want, the desire to bring the mekayim mitzvah machzik shekel, it turns into shkolim. Say, yeah, of course the Kodesh Baruch Hu can do anything. Of course the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Does this sound real? That when we have cheshik, it actually turns into shkolim? Look what the Tzaddik says, next time on top. Narei Motzino, we find the Rashbi. You must have heard that medrash many times. Anybody who visits Meron, they give you a certain settle, and they give you all of the maestim of Ibshim Ben Yechoy. You know? And one of them is this mice over here. The medrash says Ibshim Ben Yechoy was standing with his Talmidim, and he was facing a bika. Some tour guide tried to point and say, this was it. This was the bika. Not sure if he's right or wrong, but anyway, sounds good. Ibshim Ben Yechoy says, bika in Mele Din Rezor. He says, I command you to become filled with Din Rezor. In a lighting of Bika, an empty Bika, empty valley. And he says like this, he says, Bika, become filled with gold coins. Yitzchilo Moshechez Din Rezov with him. All of a sudden, he became filled with Din Rezov, actual Din Rezov. As a Tzaddik, imagine, Shimon Yechoy was able to bring Din Rezov from nowhere. Because Zotel can't bring Shkolim, if he really wants to. is a study koskin shashem yitzborach yochel lasos necheshik yisrael umitzoynam lekayem mitzishkolim veoysim is a shkolim mamish umitzmalei bikoshkolim. We are mitayim betoil, not the machshov. The cheshik that we have for the last opportunity to be mitayim the mitzishkolim, it turns into shkolim mamish. The cheshik turns, it becomes transformed into shkolim. And he points out, Veliyohu loikach mem. Look what he says. So now it's sort of combined. We learn from the Raman the Tanu. Veliyohu novi writes makas kerbonis b'zmanazeh. Right? The only problem is, we're not contributing to shkolim, we thought. He's makas kerbonis, but what's missing is the other chelik, the shkolim. So the tzaddik, no. Veliyohu novi buys the kerbonis from our shkolim. He'll say, when did you give it? Your cheshik became a shekel. Your cheshik, your desire became a shekel. And from those shkolim, Eliyahu Novi takes those shkolim, and he buys the kvasim, and he buys the lambs, and he's makos kabonis. So we are makos kabonis every day. Eliyahu Novi is our shliach with our money. Our money is our makos kashefet. It provides Eliyahu Novi the means to be makos kabonis. Right, and we have a tumat alishka, we have the separation of the money in that room as we have tumat abayit. The coin and the hem korbanis, from our money he buys korbanis. From the kotev haroma, from Rabbeinu Menachem Azariah. The noyeg ashkolim af bizman hazeh. Yes, we have shkolim today. The adrab is a tzaddik. Our shkolim is better than the old, than the real one. Not only because it's real, it's taka real. Because our shkolim was created by cheshik. Those shkolim that they gave, he didn't have the cheshik. You have a cheshik when there's a void, when there's a vacuum, when you're missing something. When's the cheshik? When a husband and wife are together, you don't have the cheshik. When there's a separation, right? When there's a 2-week separation, when there's a 6-month separation, you're going away. The fact that we don't have it means our cheshik is greater than it was when we had it, obviously. And therefore, the shkolim that's created through our cheshik are even more choshev. Our shkolim today is more choshev than shkolim that we have. So not only are we not lacking shkolim as manazeh, our shkolim is even more choshev than the shkolim that there was as manazeh. Because ours is created through cheshik. And it turns into shkolim amish. That's what he says. Va'adrabe, look at the lotion. Va'adrabe. Ha'cheshik b'zman hazeh b'yoyse m'mashoi b'zman habayit k'noida. V'nasa ma'cheshik shkolim mamish v'nehen bo'en k'bon. So the point is, we'll stop here, just one of the quidditch, just to finish. The point is to, the mele. So therefore, since our cheshik actually, when we read the parsha, and Shabbos Kol, and that generates within us a yearning and a desire, the fact that we don't have the Beit HaMikdash today. That cheshek of listening to the parasha creates shkolim. And therefore, during the week, we are zoicha to the ksarim that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us. When we had the actual shkolim, we get the ksarim, so every week gets the ksarim today back again. So remember, on Shabbos we get it every time, and once a year we get it, that's after Shabbos shkolim. Says the tzaddik, Agabuch, I want to tell you something. The tzaddik says, you know why you didn't wear a strimal? I think he means a strimal. I'll tell you over here, because that's the keter of Shabbos, it's round. Look at the Tzaddik here, turn the page on the side, go to the next piece. Let's jump over, turn the page to the side. This is the Tzaddik on Shushan Purim, in the pre-Tzaddik. It's the middle of a long essay. Look at the Tzaddik. Well then, it's Pashit HaMinig B'Yisroel, and this is the Minig B'Yidin Lilboj B'Shabbos Al HaRosh Koiva Mishuna B'Toyara. You wear a Mishuna to get happy, he says, on Shabbos. I believe that's what he means. Ma'oiso Shaloib Shim B'Me'achoyel. It's different. The Shabbos that you have is Mishunadik. He says, it's Mishunadik, the one different than the one that you wear in the Vachim. The Makefis Arosh, it surrounds the head, Ke'ein HaTorah. Masha'ein Ke'en Shara Begodim, Shemachlifim Oysom. He says, Shara Begodim basically are the same thing. They may be more Choshev of Begodim, but it's the same thing. But the hat on Shabbos is not just a different hat. It's Mishunah, it's different. It's different in Surah. Whereas Begodim, Shabbos and Bachim is the same type of begodim. Maybe you're mechasher of begodim. That's not mishun in the Torah. He says, "Vashenke mishab begodim shemachlif and oisom rag v'mesh loyfshim begodim chashuvim yosef loy betmun acheres miuchedik for Shabbos." Still have two sleeves, right? And some yosef. Mitnei shahakoyva yirmois al kesser toyer shemitzalona b'Shabbos. The kesser that's being brought back. Sorry, I'm about to tell you. We get it back on Shabbos. So this is the hat that we wear, the Shabbos hat that runs our kesser. So this is the koyach rabbeis of the yid. And this is the light of Shabbos Shkolim. We have Shkolim as Manazeh, and again we are Zoyche to the Ksorim of Matan Torah.